We have another eminent speaker with us today, Dr. Mohit Gupta Bhaiji. I request Mohit Bhai to kindly come on to the dais. Mohit Bhai is associated with Brahma Kumari since his childhood and a daily practitioner of meditation. By profession, he is an intervention cardiologist and works as a professor of cardiology in G.B. Pant Hospital, Delhi. He is also a cardiologist in the Parliament Health Annex for Honorable Members of the Parliament. His list of awards and achievements are many. Just to mention a few, National Best Innovation Award in Cardiology 2021, Eminent Teacher Award by Delhi Medical Association in 2022, Young Scientist Award in 2019, and he's been invited by TEDx to speak on Creating a Conscious Future, which is our topic today. So he'll be sharing on that with us today. And he's also authored many articles and written many columns in newspapers and has appeared in many TV shows too. So over to Mohit Bhai. Before we begin the session, let us begin with 2 minutes of meditation. Om Shanti.
निर्मल हो जीवन अपना हो संकल्प विमल निर्मल हो जीवन अपना हो संकल्प विमल खुद को हम बदले इतना जब ये जाए बदल खुद को हम बदले इतना जब ये जाए बदल आत्म परिवर्तन कर ले विश्व परिवर्तन कर दे करो और जाओ भूल भला करो और जाओ भूल वो अपना बस यही उसूल शूल बिछाए कोई पथ में तो भी बिछाना हमको भूल
तो भी बिछाना हमको भूल
शुभ संकल्पों के मोती सुख के रचे महल
शुभ संकल्पों के मोती सुख के रचे महल
को हम बदले इतना जग ये जाए बदल खुद को हम बदले इतना जग ये जाए बदल
Good afternoon to all of you and Om Shanti. Thank you so much for this terrific opportunity. Well, I do understand that you have been loaded with lots and lots of knowledge in wonderful and fantabulous sessions since yesterday. And what I'm going to do is I'm not going to definitely give you a 10 or a 20 point program that how to design your destiny. And as I sit here in front of you, I remember a beautiful incident which happened a year back when I was going to induct and take a session for students at IIM Lucknow. I was flying and one of my friends was there with me and he very politely asked me when we were having a heartfelt discussion. And he said, Dr. Gupta, may I ask you that how many times actually do we reincarnate in our life? Now this was a very spontaneous question from a very wise man. And it left me wondering. And that 1 hour discussion with him, I spontaneously though replied, I said that, my dear friend, every time I think new, I reincarnate in my life. And this satisfied him definitely. And then that left me down the memory lane for almost 25 to 30 years of my journey with Brahma Kumaris. I knew I had been following Rajyoga meditation since my childhood. But one thing that really occurred to me, that how and beautifully we can use this knowledge to transform our life. How and what is the scientific evidence that runs behind the transformations that occur in our life? How we can practically design our own destiny, or how we can consciously create our future, what we want, how much we want, the way we want, when we want. Imagine how magical the world would be, that everything is happening the way you want to create. And that is why today, here I am, that I am going to share my 3 stories of hope, of belief, and of transformation. They are all magical stories. What I am going to share with you today is pure science, spirituality and science. I am not going to say that be peaceful, talk nicely, you should be meditating every day, don't do this, no. But I am going to make you understand that why you should be doing what you are being told. What is the evidence behind it? What experiments as a spiritual organization, as Brahma Kumaris, we have been conducting in our labs? What is the rationale behind doing and what you are being told? These stories I am going to share with you with backing up of science, absolutely pure scientific evidence, which will leave you in an awe. Let me tell you, this is going to be one of the most revealing journeys of your life. Something that you are going to hear in next 60 minutes is something that you would have never even imagined in your wildest of the dreams. You could have never even thought of that this is the magic, this is the power we each one of us is holding. I am not here to impress you and say that, oh, this lecture was terrific, but I am here to awaken. Awaken the guru in you. Awaken the beautiful soul, the power that you are. I would be happy that one of you next year is standing in the same conference and narrating your own transforming experience. This is what is the beauty and the magic of meditation is. This is what creating a conscious future is. My dear friends, my story starts with a day that changed my life forever. I've been with Brahma Kumaris since my childhood. Those were the times when people were allergic to Brahma Kumaris. I was only 1 year old. My parents, both doctors, gastroenterologists, one is gynecologist, they never used to go to Brahma Kumaris. My aunt would take me secretly to the ashram and I would just play in the laps of, you know, like a little child. And those virtues, those knowledge, those beautiful moments were gradually, deeply getting ingrained in me. Ultimately, we all ended up in Brahma Kumaris as a family in 1985, 14th July. I was practicing as a routine. I was experimenting with Rajyoga meditation right from my MBBS days. But 20th March 2003 was a day that gave a major jolt to my life and that completely transformed my life. After 48 hours of working in my cardiac cath lab, I came back home. 5:30 p.m. in the evening was the time. Comfortable but very tired and fatigued. My mother said, would you like to have a dinner? I said, no, I'm not going to have any dinner. She said, okay, I'll offer you an ice cream. And she gave a scoop of vanilla in my right hand. Time was around about 8:30 or so. I willingly took that ice cream scoop in my right hand. And within 10 seconds, that ice cream fell off my hand and I collapsed on the floor. I started throwing massive seizures and I was in a semi-conscious stage. It was for a cardiologist who has achieved everything in his life. I just used to imagine and create something. I used to dream, I used to work, and that thing would naturally flow to me. The way I wanted, what I wanted, I always used to achieve that thing in my professional life. But that was like a bolt out of the blue. I was rushed to my hospital, my own hospital. My senior friends, my teachers, they resuscitated me. The whole night went in controlling my seizures. And next day when I got up in my ICU, I was in like a dilemma stage. What has happened? This is something like end of my life. Something that I could have never imagined. My brain scans were done. And you know what my brain scans revealed? My brain scans revealed a large mass in my right parietal lobe. A large mass. Everybody was afraid. This is a real picture of my mass. I was diagnosed as multi-drug resistant tuberculosis. Organism was Mycobacterium cancerisi. In my 49 years of my life, this is the only case I have seen, and that was my own self, Mycobacterium cancerisi. 19 drugs available at that time in the whole world, not talking about India. Samples went to CDC Atlanta, USA. I was resistant to 18 drugs, not working on me. Only single injection, amikacin, to which I was sensitive, one of the most toxic injections. I used to get those injections every day on my hip. When my hip gave away, ultimately my anesthetist used to come every day to my home with a separate needle. Every millimeter my veins used to be picked. Every day a new injection. 16 tablets a day, 8 in the morning, like a box, and 8 in the evening. This is what I used to consume. And this is where I was really amazed at what has happened in my life. I was just running. It left me in a very unique journey. I was just going deep in myself. I wanted to be a cardiologist. I am a cardiologist. I was studying in John Hopkins. So wonderful. I got gastroenterology, left it there. I went to Oxford, Cambridge. Everything was pick and span. I came back to India and willingly took up to cardiology just to stay with my parents and serve my own country. Everything was just like a dream which was going perfect. And here I was. Everything was shattered. It was like a David and a Goliath, you know, they are fighting with each other and what to do and what next is in store. My mind was in turmoil. I was thinking that yes, work was my priority. I used to work day in and out. But what about living my own life? Somewhere, somehow, I knew that balance was not there. Though I was practicing meditation, but where was the balance? Where was the joy? Where was the happiness that I am supposed to create in my life? I knew that life is supposed to be very simple. And let me tell you, it takes lots and lots of effort to keep things simple. We make things complex every day either way, you know that. By our thoughts, by our works and by our action. I knew that I had also made my life very, very complex. Undesirably complex. I was living my life in an emergency mode. I realized that anything working in an emergency mode is bound to be shattered and tired. It's bound to get exhausted much more earlier as compared to a routine working machine. I also knew that in this never-ending race of materialism, I had bargained my own health and happiness. And my dear friends, there I was. I knew that if I want to see my life evolving and transforming, I have to bring that change in my own self. That is the day I started really experiencing. I started really experimenting, studying deeper depths and realms of meditation. Started experimenting on my own self and my patients. And all these experiments in my own life, in our labs, the studies that I have conducted, we have conducted in collaboration with various institutes like Harvard, like IIT. And also these studies that have been conducted all over the world, I'm going to present them in a very simple way to you. And let me tell you, you will be left so much empowered. You will be magically empowered that yes, you have the power to create your destiny. That is the day I gave away one word from my life. I knew right from morning till evening we are running. Right from morning till we are running, and two words that have become synonymous with our life are, I am busy and I don't have time. Jaldi karo, time nahi hai, busy hoon. 21 years now, after that incident, I have never allowed this word busy to be associated with my life. Never. I never entertain everybody who says he's a busy cardiologist. I said, no, don't. It looks like really a punishment. And the first thing that I pledged to myself, and I would request all of you to repeat after me, that's the essence of life. That's the essence of meditation. Come on, recite and repeat after me. From today, I am not busy in my life, but I am busy in my life. See, this busy word itself has a very beautiful word, busy in my life. You may be busy outside, but if your mind, your thoughts are easy, your outward busyness will never matter. My schedules run hard from 3:15, 3:30 a.m. in the morning till 11 p.m. for last almost 20, 25 years. But never I have thought or told myself that I am busy in my life. Never allow that busyness to come into your mind. So it's all about the mindset. It's all about the power that you create. Nothing works if you change your own mindset. Old ways are going to give you the same old results. And if you change nothing, nothing is going to change. You will say, oh, this was fantastic. But I'm here to inspire you. And you guys have to motivate yourselves. Nobody can motivate you. I can only inspire you. You have to motivate yourself that yes, today is the day that I have to bring that one single change in my life. Not a radical one. Not a change for even 6 months, 3 months, 1 month, or even for 1 week. You have to say, I have to bring one change for one day and do it. And if you find that day, that change works for you for one day, next day you will automatically start following it. So, let us begin this beautiful scientific journey, the most revealing journey that you would have ever experienced. My dear friends, Stanford University, California. It clearly says we all generate 50 to 70,000 thoughts in a single day. That's terrific. That's something like a woo output for any machine. But the unfortunate part is, it also says 95% of our thoughts are waste, are negative, are repetitive, and are useless thoughts. Imagine. Imagine a factory, a IT company, or any particular, you know, industry that is generating almost 50 to 70,000 products, and out of them almost 49,000 products are useless, redundant, or waste. That means only 5% of our thoughts are positive, powerful, and purposeful, and that shows the quality of our existence. Stress hai, tanav hai, we are not able to enjoy. Why? Because we have no practically rational sense of control over our own thoughts. And why this is important? Also because each of our thought is giving us a behavior. Imagine a day when you are very happy. Your thoughts are like amazing. They are full of joy. What will happen to your behavior? Your behavior will be fantastic. You will just be forgiving people. You will just be hugging people. You will just be gifting people with loads and loads of joy and happiness. And the day you will feel like on the 7th or the 8th sky, you will really be very, very happy and wonderful. But on the contrary, if your thoughts are negative, your behavior would be negative, and also your feelings would be negative. You won't be experiencing that kind of a joy. So your life is nothing, but it's only a consequence of what your thoughts are creating, positive or negative. It's neutral, it's value neutral. Positive thoughts, a positive feeling and a positive life. And negative thoughts, negative feeling and a negative life. So, the biggest question is, yes, our thoughts are creating our destiny, but are our thoughts contained within our brain? Or do we have evidence that what we are thinking, it is also radiating outside? Today, machines like magnetoencephalogram, without touching your brain, without touching your head, this machine is able to map the kind of thoughts that you are generating. The kind, the patterns, whether they are positive, negative, neutral, what kind of thoughts, it will map it so beautifully and present it in a wonderful mapping pattern which I am going to show you in the end of the presentation. And that shows that what you are thinking is not just confined to your brain, but it is radiating fast outside. You all must have experienced, अरे अभी तो I was remembering you and you just called. होता है सबके साथ या नहीं होता? It happens with everybody. How this happens? This is the power of telepathy. This is the power of our thoughts. The second question that comes is, okay, Dr. Mohit, if my thoughts are not confined within my brain, that where are my thoughts radiating? Where are they acting in this world? Your thoughts are acting on your own self, on your genes, on your body, on your own mind. Your thoughts are also acting on your relations, your family and friends, and your thoughts are also acting and influencing powerfully your environment, your water, your food, your nature and the atmosphere where you are sitting. Every bit of this, every aspect of this, I'll be proving it in front of you with scientific experiments today. And you will be amazed to see what kind of power you are a master of. You can create magic in your life, in your own body, in your relations, and in the environment, all working by your own power. So let's start. Can my thoughts affect my genes? A big question is, भाई इसका तो जेनेटिक मेकअप ही खराब है. डोंट वर्क ऑन दिस गाय, ही इज गॉट दिस नेगेटिव जीन्स फ्रॉम हिज पेरेंट्स, ही इज नॉट गोइंग टू इम्प्रूव. दैट मीन्स वी स्टार्ट बिलीविंग दैट माय मॉम एंड डैड आर माय लिमिट. एंड इफ दैट्स द रीजन, दैट्स द केस, दैट्स द रीजन टू वरी. आई एम नॉट एबल टू वर्क ऑन माय जीन्स. और इफ आई एम टू से दैट इफ योर फैमिली हिस्ट्री इज फुल ऑफ हार्ट अटैक एंड हार्ट डिजीजेस, that means that somewhere somehow down the lane I am also going to get that disease. Do I have like a switch in a bedroom? Can I switch off the negative genes and switch on the positive genes of health genes or happiness genes, and I can design and make my genes work according to me? Is it possible or not? We are going to explore that. And if the answer is yes, that is something which is magical. Oh, my vichar, my thoughts are working on my genes. This is what we studied in our experiments. This is called science of epigenetics. That means your chromosome is having this wonderful gene. Look at this gene, pink gene, which is enclosed in the chromosome. But when an external influence or factor comes, it unbinds and it modifies this genes in a positive or a negative way. The first experiments came from a famous scientist, Dean Ornish. Look at me, what he did. He took 30 patients of prostate cancer, proven prostate cancer, not ready for medical treatment, and he just gave them lifestyle modifications and stress management. Imagine, lifestyle modifications and stress management, a published study. 3 months of practice of lifestyle and stress management, what were the results? The cancer causing gene RAN, it downregulated. And the protein building gene ZNF250, it started expressing higher in those people who were practicing meditation and having a good lifestyle. Not only this, at the end of 3 months, more than 500 gene expressions change, and you would be amazed to hear that all the cancer causing genes were downregulated. They either switched off or they downregulated in this particular group. These people were more likely to survive for a longer time if they were meditating or if they were having a positive and a healthy lifestyle. This experiment really attracted me. And you know, I was left in an awe after I read this experiment. And then something happened in my life, and that is my first story that I'm going to share with you. That was a day of Saturday, 2018, and we had already operated almost 26 cases, started from 6 a.m. in the morning, and it was 9:30 p.m. we were winding off our work. Suddenly there was a noise outside my cath lab, and a young 21-year-old boy was brought dead into my lab, put on my cath lab table to operate. His BP was unrecordable, zero. He was pulseless. His ECG was flatline. And we were asked to resuscitate and do something for that young person. He had a massive heart attack. We had nothing to lose. We put him on an artificial support system, ventilated him, put adrenaline to him. We engaged his left coronary artery with my team. It was blocked. We sucked out all the thrombus. We could see a little activity with heart pumping at a rate of only 30 to 40 beats per minute. His blood pressure started coming up to to a level of 50 to 60 millimeters of mercury. We sucked all the thrombus, we stented the artery, the operation went very successful, and we shifted the young guy in a poor critical condition to the ICU. This is the best we could have done. Next day when I went for the rounds, you would be surprised that that young 21-year-old boy was sitting as if nothing had happened. He had still ventilated tube inside his mouth. Everybody was happy. Dr. Gupta, it is fantastic. This is a life saved. Nobody could have imagined this. And they were literally in tears of joy. But let me tell you, that was the most disturbing day of my life. Never ever I had been so disturbed, because one thought was continuously bothering me. Why 21-year-old boy is having an heart attack? He's a non-diabetic, non-hypertensive, no family history, no dyslipidemia, lipids are normal, no other risk factors, still he has an heart attack. We extubated him and I said, I would like to talk to your family, and his parents came there jumping. They said, we will talk on his behalf. I said, no, he's a young guy, he's married. On the records, it's mentioned that he has a 4-month-old daughter. I would like to speak to his spouse, his wife, and I would also like to meet the little angel. His parents took me separately. Daksa, please come with us separate. I said, what happened? He said, don't talk to him. He is disturbed. They are on the verge of divorce. 1 month later, they have already filed for the divorce paper. They are going to separate from each other. So that girl is not going to come. We will answer all your questions. I said, no. I request you with folded hands to call that girl on my behalf and tell her the situation and ask her to come for half an hour. Reluctantly they called. Politely that girl agreed. She is an IT professional. This guy was a chartered accountant. She came with a little angelic 4-month-old daughter. I made them sit in a room. I said, see what has happened. They said, no, we don't have time, we are so busy, we are unable to connect, our differences were piling up, we don't even give 10 minutes to each other. I said, no worries, if you guys have decided to separate, separate. I am not going to stop you from doing that. But can you do 2 things for me? And they looked like sharp eyes, okay, what this doctor is going to tell us. I said, you just do 2 things. One is, for next 1 month, start giving only 10 to 15 minutes to each other every day in the evening. Accepting each other, talking to each other about your problems, sharing your concerns and worries, and just remain quiet and live your life joyfully, just for the sake of this little child. They said, okay, we will try. And second, I requested to that young girl, I said, you have only 1 month, and in 1 month I have 4 outpatient department OPDs, that is on Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. Can you do one thing? She said, yes, I will do. I said, I will see your husband only when you come in my OPD holding his hand and bring him to my OPD every Tuesday. And she like looked like a sharp laser eye and said, okay sir, because you are saying, I'll do that. And they started coming to my OPD every Tuesday in 2018. My dear friends, she came for first week, she came for second week, she came for 1 month. She came for 6 months, and it's been 4 years. They are still coming with their hands holding. Their 4-month-old daughter has grown into a 4-year-old child. They have withdrawn their divorce papers. They are living their life happily now. That's the power that you create. That is practicing true spirituality. Spirituality is not about just chanting mantras and meditating, no. It's about living those values, living those vibrations in your life. It's about transforming your relations. It's about accepting each other naturally, understanding that differences are always going to be there. But still, accepting, understanding and appreciation are the keys. And that is what prompted me to carry experiments in young heart attack patients. Typically, I operate 100 to 150 cases in a week. I was the busiest center in Asia. And we start early in the morning. And unfortunately, out of 100 cases I am operating, my 25% of the cases are between 18 to 30 years. Imagine. 18 to 30 years is what heart attack patients are coming to me. This is the census. We have published this data. So what I did was, I collected all the young patients of heart attack. Now listen this very carefully. I collected all these young heart attack patients who were non-smokers and non-diabetics, and we measured their psychosocial stress. No risk factors of heart attack, and we measured their stress. This is published paper. and we measured their genetic length, or what we call it as a telomere length, which protects the chromosome. As we grow old, the telomere length or the genetic end grows down and down and down, and that is why with age the disease goes up and up and up. You got it? Clear? Protective cap goes down and down and down, and hence the disease goes up and up and up. So this is with age, our telomere length is decreasing. What were the results? Look at the results. These young children, 150 of them which we took, their bodily age was, chronological age was 18 to 30, 35 years. But their biologic age, when we measured their telomere length, it was equal to a 60 to 90 year old gentleman. Imagine, their genes were completely destroyed. In that young costume, we were dealing with a person who was having a gene of a 90 year old person. This left me surprised. I said, what is happening? What is the cause of this? We carried out further analysis just to know that the single most important predictor for causing this destruction of genetic length was psychosocial stress, anger, lack of love, lack of happiness, lack of gratitude. They had 6 digits of salaries, they had a good car to drive, they had everything materialistic they could dream of. Everything that they wanted, they had. They had almirahs loaded with good clothes, they had perfumes, they had everything they wanted, but they had also had a large level, a high level of stress. Then this made me think that even if stress is there, how does it affect my genes? How does it affect my aging? Why are these young people biologically so much aged? We conducted further experiments to show that those people who are having lack of love, lack of purpose in life, lack of joy, domestic violence, poor relations in family. Imagine, Bhagwan ka naam to le rahe hain. They are meditating, but the change is not occurring in their life. They are the people whose telomerase enzyme is going to be destroyed, and their telomere length, which predicts aging, depression and disease, that goes down and down and down. On the contrary, we saw in the control population, when we have happiness, gratitude, positive outlook, positive love in our family, we appreciate each other, we exercise every day, we are in service, those are the people whose genetic length or telomere length keeps on increasing, because this telomerase enzyme keeps on increasing. That is why it made me think that in old age, the yogis who were having a lot of joy and happiness, they used to live for 150 years and their chromosomes were like a young boy or a young child. This is the magic that our thoughts can create. This is the magic that your own lifestyle can create. This is the science that goes behind a meditative lifestyle. Meditation is not just about chanting mantras, Om Shanti, saying, and I'm trying to be happy outside. It's about imbibing that knowledge. It's about living those values. It's about practicing gratitude, appreciation and love in every moment of your life. Dr. Robert Waldinger. Dr. Robert Waldinger, the famous Harvard neuroscientist, carried out this wonderful study, which is called the Grant and the Glueck study. 700 people followed up for 75 years consecutively just to see that what is one powerful thing that makes you successful and happy in your life. What were the results? The singular factor that predicted your success and happiness was nothing, but it was good relations. Powerful relations. Happy relations. This is what predicts your healthy genetic age. This is what predicts your healthy life. My dear friends, my first and powerful message to you is, happiness is a journey. It's not a destination. It's a journey. Your lifestyle, the way you are thinking, the way you are creating thoughts, you have the power to regulate your genes. No one else is going to do that. You change your thoughts, your genes are completely going to align according to the way of thinking. You have the power to switch off your positive and happy genes. You also have the power to switch off your negative genes. That is why Times Magazine very beautifully said, why your DNA isn't your destiny. The new science of epigenetics clearly shows that the choices that you are making for yourself and your kids, they can completely change your genes. This is the science. Your thoughts can transform your genetic power, your genes also. Hence proved. We are working on newer experiments now, collaborating with various institutes, and now we have designed an interesting study called the Yomic study. Yomic is yoga, meditation and integrative care. And we are rehabilitating post-MI patients, measuring their psychosocial stress. One of our studies, which is under publication, just now we have submitted it, is 1500 patients we have taken of heart attack and measured what is the contemporary stress levels. You would be amazed and also not very happy to hear that 93% of our heart attack patients had moderate to severe level of stress today. Imagine, where have we gone wrong? So changing your thoughts can actually change and transform your genes. The second question that comes is that, okay, Dr. Gupta, you talked about genetics, but I'm able to see my body. I'm not able to see my genes. Can I actually reprogram my body also with my thoughts? I've been hearing so much about meditation. Does meditation also have the power to change and program my body? What are the experiments for this? Let me show you a couple of them. Dr. Alvaro Pascal Leon, a famous neuroscientist, showed that how we can reprogram our brain. Now look at me. What experiments he did, they are phenomenal. Very simple experiments. He divided this group into two groups. Group 1 and group 2. You got it? You are with me, guys, right? Now, very simple experiment and unbelievable experiments. What he did was, he said, I would like to teach piano to both the groups. To group 1, he made you sit in front of the piano and made you play the piano for 2 weeks and studied the changes in your brain that are happening when you are playing the piano. To this group, what he did was, he just gave you a picture of piano and made you imagine as if you are playing a piano. Got it? So you guys were playing actually and you were only imagining that you are playing. And he studied changes that are occurring in brain after 2 weeks in both the groups. When he did the functional magnetic resonance imaging of both the groups, what were the results? The results were revealing. Mental practice resulted in similar reorganization of brain. Those who were playing piano actually, their brain changed. But those people, you, who were only thinking that you are playing piano, their brain also changed significantly in the same amount. How is this feasible? This is what is called neuroplasticity. When you are doing something continuously, as Sister Shivani was saying, that you are practicing something continuously, it rewires your brain. Dr. Eric Kandel, 2000, he got a Nobel Prize for this. Nerve cells that fire together, they wire together. When you are firing continuously something, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do this, brain will continuously form a program, a new synapse, a new program, and when you repeat it, it gets hardwired, and 21 days to 240 days, it gives you a completely new habit. This is what the power that we all have. That is why it's a time for change. Now look at your life. How this neuroplasticity works. Every day, I meet n number of people. They say, I am always unsuccessful. Success doesn't seem to come to me easily. My children don't study. I don't think even he will pass this time. My children are not eating properly. When you are continuously saying and repeating something negative even in your mind, not in your words, but when you are continuously repeating something in your mind, your brain is happy doing only one thing. Brain is continuously saying, tathastu, tathastu, tathastu. It's not going to say anything else. Whatever you say it in your mind, brain will say tathastu, it will find a program, and that program will be hardwired when you do it repeatedly, and you will start attracting that negative thing towards you. This is what is called forming a new pathway. Repetition and practice is going to strengthen this pathways, and old pathways will get less and weaker. That is why If we need to program our brain and our body, we need to continuously feed our mind with positive and powerful thoughts. Very important. Repetitively, continuously you have to form a program, and when you do that, you make law of attraction work for you. You start attracting that thing naturally towards your own life. Why we are not able to get success is only because of our own emotional imbalance and catastrophic thinking. Continuously thinking. The only thing that holds your success or keeps your success away from you is nothing but your own emotional imbalance and old negative thinking. But when we are thinking positive, when we are continuously contemplating positive things, you start attracting positive things. So that is why whatever you want to create outside must first be created in your mind. Whatever you want to create outside must first be created in your mind. I'll share an example with you. In 2001, when I came from America, I started studying for cardiology. At that time, we had only 5 seats in our institute. And many people, my teachers, my seniors, were giving exam with me. And practically nobody used to get that particular seat in first attempt. So I went to my mother and said that, you know, it's very difficult for me. It was almost July 2001 it was. And I said, it's very difficult for me to clear this exam, but I'm already a MD person, so I'll give one attempt. If I clear, that is fine. If I don't clear, I'll practice MD medicine. She said, come here, Mohit. What's the problem? How many seats you have? I said, there are only 5 seats. So she asked me, how many seats do you want out of 5? And naturally I said, of course I want only one, mummy. She said, why don't you focus on one and remove 4 out of them? That made a lot of sense to me. And what I did was, I removed those 4 seats out of my brain and I wrote in front of my desk that this one seat is for me. I wrote it very clearly, this one seat is for me. And 19th July 2001, I started studying cardiology. I started working day in and out, very properly, very sincerely. I used to work on my body at that time also. I was 96 kgs at that time. And I had diabetes, hypertension, and thyroid, and fatty liver. And somebody also told me that tum cardiologist banna chahte ho, to cardiologist jaisi personality bhi honi chahiye. To unhone bade pyar se baat to sahi boli thi. A 96-year-old guy. I'll show you my pictures. This is what I was in 2001. This is a picture in front of Disneyland Orlando. I'm sitting here. Here I'm still in shape, but actually I'm much more obese at that time, you know. So this really hurt me. And I started studying from 19th July and 9th February was my exam. 9th February I came out after giving my exam. I have vivid memories of that Saturday. 9:30 to 12:30 was the exam. 12:30 I came out happily, went to my friends and seniors, come on, let us discuss the paper. Nobody discussed the paper with me. They said, Dr. Gupta, ghar jaiye, shaam tak paper bhej denge key ke saath taki agli bari attempt acha de paaye. These were their words. I felt very bad. I said, doesn't matter, koi baat nahi. I went for a haircut. Went back, started listening to Air Supply, Hotel California. I enjoyed my music. I said, koi baat nahi. I gave my best and the best will happen. 15 days later, I got my result. I had first rank in my country. My percentage at that time was 95% and the second rank was 78%. 78, 77 and 76%. I never thought that I am not getting that. I knew that when you glue your intention with imagination and put a do not disturb sign, success has and success will come to you in unexpected ways. This is the power of belief. This is the power of programming. I thought that I am already a cardiologist. I was visualizing myself all these 6 months that I am already a cardiologist. I am practicing that. I never thought that I am not getting it. And I knew that thing was there, served like a platter for me. Not only that, while studying that, when I was 96 kgs, 9th February 2002, when I came back home after giving my exam, in those 6 months while studying for cardiology, I lost 23 kgs and regained a whole new personality. My diabetes disappeared, my thyroid disappeared, my fatty liver disappeared. That was not an achievement, my dear friends. The achievement is 21 years down the lane, till today I landed up in Madhuban only at 6 a.m. I completed my 10,000 steps right here today in the morning before coming to you, and I'm still maintaining my schedule every day, balanced life and balanced exercise. This is the Rajyogi and a meditative lifestyle. It's not just about talking. It's about living those values. It's about creating whatever you want to create outside. देखना चाहते हैं इसको, उसको मन में blueprint create करिए. Believe on yourself. Yes, this is going to happen to me. This is what meditative power gives you. Start your day with positive affirmation. Live with positive affirmation. Believe that optimism is my way of life. Pessimism is not way of my life. And you will start creating magic. Only if you believe on yourself. That's the mantra. That's the mantra. Chanting, listening, just sitting in meditation is never going to help you. What is going to help you is your belief system that yes, this is going to happen. Set a target. I want to transform this. I want to achieve this. I want to create this. It's professional, it's personal, it's relational, anything. I get n number of people who come for counseling. I keep on telling, only thing between you and your success is your own belief negative system. पता नहीं होगा या नहीं होगा. डॉक्टर मोहित ने तो कर लिया, विल आई बी एबल टू डू इट? उनके लिए तो काम कर गया, मेरे लिए करेगा या नहीं करेगा? इट्स नेवर गोइंग टू वर्क. इफ यू से इट्स गोइंग टू वर्क फॉर मी, आई विल मेक इट वर्क फॉर मी, यू विल सी मैजिक विल स्टार्ट अनफोल्डिंग इन योर लाइफ. मैजिक किस बात? दिस इज द पावर ऑफ राजयोग मेडिटेशन. दिस इज वेयर अवर एक्सपेरिमेंट्स आर टूडे हेडिंग. इट्स नॉट जस्ट अबाउट टॉकिंग टू यू, इट्स नॉट जस्ट अबाउट गिविंग यू अ 10 और 20 पॉइंट प्रोग्राम, बट द वे वी आर लीडिंग, द वे वी हैव यूज्ड दिस पावर इज दीज आर द टूल्स विच डिजाइन अवर डेस्टिनी. नाउ सम ऑफ यू डेफिनेटली बी थिंकिंग, ठीक है डॉक्टर मोहित, अबाउट द बॉडी आई डू अंडरस्टैंड, बट तब क्या करें वेन वी आर इल? There are times when my body is not giving me, you know, it's not giving me or accompanying me or supporting me to do the things I want to do. Can my thoughts also affect my body or my well-being during illness? Is it possible or not? Let me show you fantastic experiments that we have been conducting, and that one of the phenomenal experiments that has been published in NEJM, that's number one medical journal of the world. This is called sham studies. Now, what Dr. J.B. Mosley did, he's an ortho guy, ortho surgeon. Look at me. Don't get boggled by the slide. Look at me what he did. Imagine, only imagine, don't experience please. Only imagine you all have knee pain. Only imagine. You don't have. Now, what Dr. J.B. Mosley did was, he said, I'm going to operate all of you. He divided you into two groups. Group 1 as usual, group 2 as usual, and here are our dear observers. To group 1, he took you to the table, he anesthetized you, he opened your knee, he operated on your knee, he closed your knee, the surgery was being telecasted live, he discharged you and followed up you for pain improvement for 6 months. What did he do for you? He took you to the table, anesthetized you, behosh kiya, opened your knee, but did not touch your knee. He just kept on manipulating something as if he was doing something, but did not touch your knee. He broadcasted a false surgery outside, but he told you, closed your knee, discharged you, but he told you your knee has been operated. Your knee has been operated. You were told without touching your knee, and something else was broadcasted. And he also followed up you for 6 months. So we had two groups, one which was operated, one which was not operated, but everybody believing that they have been operated. Got it? And then he measured the improvement that occurred in 6 months. What were the results? The results were that you guys had a significant pain improvement and you were very happy. But these poor people who were not operated, their pain also improved in the similar way. This was the magic. He was amazed that their knee had not been touched, but the pain improvement that occurred in this group was almost similar to those people who were operated. How is this happening? Because he concluded, because your mind has accepted that now my knee is fine. This is called placebo effect. Optimism. Suggestibility. I'll discuss all the questions in the end. Optimism. Suggestibility. Empathy. That when you start believing, when you start, yes, that this is going to improve significantly, it may not work 100%, but yes, your belief system can completely change your immunocytochemistry release, your molecular release, and it can decrease the pain sensitizers and improve the perception of pain in you. On the contrary, the nocebo effect, that means anxiety, pessimism and catastrophizing has an opposite effect. Like patients do today, pata nahi hoga ya nahi hoga. Doctor dawai to de raha hai, I don't think this is going to work on me. When you are already saying that this doctor medicine is not going to work on you, you already are programming yourself that this thing is not going to heal you. These are called sham surgeries and sham experiments. This is how. Aap sabko ye experience hai. Just by talking to this doctor, half of my illness is gone. Hota hai sabke saath ya nahi hota? Why? How does it happen? Doctor has not even given you a medicine. Doctor has just talked to you. And just by talking, your perception of pain is lessened because your inside pain, the agony, the mental illness, the anxiety that you are carrying, that lessens significantly and you start experiencing joy and happiness in your life. This is the psychology. This is how your body works, my dear friends. This is where meditation strikes. Meditation is never a replacement for medication. Remember this. Never ever in my life I have advocated or administered this thing that stop medicines and use only meditation. No. Meditation is a beautiful complement to the existing various allopathic, spiritual or Ayurvedic or whatever science you want to use. It is fantastic. Once you complement therapies with each other, they can actually work wonders. So, our thoughts can actually also influence our body illnesses. But what about serious illnesses? Sometimes we are having serious illnesses, serious diseases. Can our thoughts also affect our serious diseases and illnesses? Is it possible? I'll share two experiments. One, my own life journey, and one, this old wonderful gentleman called Mr. Stomatis Moratis. Now this poor guy was a US war veteran, retired in 1976, and he was diagnosed with biopsy proven terminal lung cancer. Dhyan se suniyega. Biopsy proven terminal lung cancer. He was given 3 months to live. 3 mahine tumhari life bachi hai. He said, bhai ab marna to hai hai. If I am to die and if I die in America, the burial would be costing $300. Why don't we go to my town called Ikaria in Greece, where burial would be costing only $20. So he left America. I will meet my family and friends in Ikaria. He flew to Ikaria, started planting vineyards in front of his house, started connecting with his faith, meeting his old childhood friends, started meeting his families, his grandchildren, meditative lifestyle, vegetarian diet, walking every day, digitally disconnected. 1 month passed, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. And 5 years he was thinking, yaar, mujhe toh marna tha. I am still alive. How is it happening? How is it possible? I was biopsy proven cancer. But he said, koi baat nahi, chalte hain. Let us continue. 10 years ho gaye. His stress further mounted. Now 10 years, biopsy proven lung cancer, I am still alive. He flew to America to meet his doctors. That what has happened? Why am I not dying? And just to find that all those doctors who were diagnosed were already dead by that time. Already dead by that time. This is all documented in the literature. All documented in the literature. He came back to town called Ikaria. He studied his reports. They were still biopsy proven cancer. And he ultimately left his body at the age of 102 years. This man is known as the man who almost forgot to die. Note his name, you can search. The man who almost forgot to die. The beauty is the place where he lives. That place is called the island where people forget to die. This town, this place is called Ikaria. The average people longevity is 90 plus years. Look at, these are real pictures. What is common in these people? What is common in these people? These people have an active lifestyle. These people have good sleep and natural connect, a positive and a meditative lifestyle, and they have a plant-based vegetarian diet. Guys, this is the beauty. Your lifestyle, meditation is not about chanting, just about thinking, yaar, main to atma hoon, paramatma ko yaad karun. That is one of the ways we connect with Supreme. But how does it manifest? That is manifesting as bliss, as joy, as happiness, as peace, as comfort, as knowledge, as purity in my life. as acceptance in my life, as understanding in my relations, everything that meditation can give you that is manifesting in your behavior. And this is where the magic is unfolding. This is where the magic is unfolding. Similarly, the things happened with me. As I told you, my journey happened in 2003. I was in semi-conscious stage. Ultimately, it was like resistant to 18 drugs, sensitive only to one. And I was taken up for surgery on 20th June 2005. A massive brain surgery. My right brain was about to be taken out. It lasted for 6 hours. 6 hours, Dr. A.K. Singh, my teacher, he did the surgery in Fortis. It was successful surgery. 2 days later, I told him, I'm going to get a discharge. He said, Dr. Mohit, abhi do din to hue, tere brain ki surgery hui, tu ghar jayega. Maine kaha, I'm going to go home, I'm going to drive my car myself. He was like amazed. He said, theek hai, nobody is going to stop you, do whatever you want to. Monday, I took my car, I drove it to my home. I thought I was fine. I'm recovered, it's wonderful, surgery has been done. And that is where the game started. 6 months down the lane, when my scans were being repeated, you would be surprised, I developed another lesion in my brain. New lesion started appearing in my brain. Look at this, the old lesion which was here, look at this, this lesion, this was already taken out, and in my cerebellum, I developed another mass. Imagine, a person who is a spiritualist, who is practicing Raj Yoga meditation for 30 years, लोग कहते थे राजयोगा करते हो फिर भी तुम्हारे ऊपर बीमारी आ रही है तुम ये करते हो फिर भी तुम्हारे साथ ये हो रहा है पीपल वर लाइक दिस दे वर टेकिंग टू मी टू टेंपल्स टू ऑल दीज पीपल आई हैड टू गो टू सैटिस्फाई पीपल बट आई न्यू इन माय माइंड दैट डॉक्टर्स वर नॉट एबल टू ऑपरेट दे सेड कि वी कैन नॉट टच योर सेरिबेलम दिस इज वेरी सेंसिटिव एरिया इफ यू डैमेज यू विल लूज योर पॉस्चर यू विल डेवलप अटैक्सिया फॉर योर लाइफ I had no options. I was taking optimal medicines. Docs from America, from Bangalore, Dr. Rajeshwari, and from Delhi, they were combining the regime and giving me the regime, but nothing working out. I went to Dadi Gulzar, I remember at that time. Dadi Gulzar was additional head of Brahma Kumaris. I was like a child when I grew in her lap, and she just politely made me sit. Easy cheeze rakhti thi. Wo kehti thi, Mohit, you are a doctor and you are also a yogi. Why don't you use yoga power to heal yourself? These were her simple words. She said, do a focused meditation to heal your brain. That appealed to me. I said, I have been doing meditation for last 30 years, but why should I not be using meditation for my brain? I started practicing, not listening to anybody. They said, yahan jao, wahan jao. I said, no, nothing doing. Now, imagine a cardiologist, a scientist, who is hardcore scientist, you know, now taking up to balancing spirituality with his scientific life. 2006, I started practicing meditation every day 3 a.m. in the morning. 1 hour. Focusing on my brain is getting healed. I am not diseased. I created non-acceptance for the disease. I am not ill. My brain is absolutely healthy. Medicines are acting on my brain perfectly. Nothing is going to happen to me. I am going to be perfect. I am going to be fine absolutely. And Dadi also told me, take water, charge it powerfully with Baba's, with Supreme's knowledge and power and drink that particular water. Every day I used to do that. And 1 year down the lane, people were saying, MRI karale, kuch badhna gaya ho, kuch problem, catastrophe na ho jaye. I said, no. Now this will stop only after 1 year. April 2007, when I did my MRI, you would be surprised. This is what I got. It had completely disappeared. Completely disappeared. Raj Yoga meditation is not about reciting. Meditation creates miracles. This is the power of Raj Yoga meditation. This is what you can do to your body, what I did to my body. Today you are listening to a person who has only 40% of his hearing. Look at this, I am wearing devices. I have 6 screws in my spine and I maintain my balance very difficultly. I have problem in standing. You cannot imagine, my spines are fixed. I don't have my right side brain, but meditation makes me feel absolutely light. Nobody would ever come to know that this person is like this. Meditation can create miracles. Whatever you have listened over 1.5 years, my dear friends, my job is, my aim is to make you understand the immense power that each one of you, this is not unique to Dr. Mohit or to anybody else, this is unique to a mindset that you want. Each one of you, If you are having this illness, diabetes or hypertension, say, I am a non-diabetic. I am going to leave my diabetes right here. I am going to reform my thinking and I am going to have my completely new life designed. This is the power that you can create. Use this power of belief and see the magic that you can create. Your body is consisting of 50 trillion cells. All of them working in harmony, but when central command goes, it creates a beautiful magical symphony. This is what we are, my dear friends. This is what we are. We all have the power to heal, but only ingredient is our belief. Yes, we can do it. I can do it. This is how I have been living my life in meditation, in Brahma Kumaris. People have been saying, do this, do this. I have experimented this. I have used this in my patients, in my lifestyle, in my every aspect. I use this power to create miracles, to turn the things right to left and left to right. I will try to go into the brains, program them, situations according to me, and come out. This is the power of thought that you have. This is the power of thought. You just enter. By your purity, by your pristine mind, by your pure mind, you transform negative to positive, not positive to negative. It works positively. It works miracles. My dear friends, what you think, you will become. Hence, even by your thoughts, you can cure or at least decrease the pain and the agony associated with severe illnesses. This is the science and magic of meditation. What about relations? What about relations? You have been listening about relations so much, you know. Sister Shivani told you, so many other people conducted meditations. I'm not going to load you, but I'm going to give you very simple. Our life is all about beautiful relations. Aaj choti choti baatein hai. For last 10 years, I've stopped working on words. I've stopped working on words. Language is designed to hide feelings. This is what the principle goes. Why? I'll tell you. You may be, after I'm gone from here, you may be saying, Dr. Mohit, it was a fantastic lecture, wonderful lecture, something I've never heard in my life. And after going, you can say, this was also a lecture, this was better, I would say. Possible. You could be saying that, you know, language can always lie. But remember, vibrations and energy never lies. My dear friends, the ingredient for great relations are not great words. The ingredient for a great relation is great vibrations, great energy. It's all about energy. We are not just physical entity, but we are energy waves. Every day we are radiating energy in our relations. You may be saying, oh, I adore you, I accept you, you are so wonderful. Aur andar se kehna kisi tarah to badle aa rahi hai. Badi aafat ho rahi hai. You will do like that, but remember when your words and your vibrations are in synchrony with each other. Om Shabd, Acharana Uchcharana Man Ke Vichar. A, actions, U, utterance and M, thoughts of the mind. When they are in synchrony with each other, you create magic in your life. You create and spill magic in your relations. Aaj hota kya hai? Aaj aapne mujhe kaha bura and I will keep that thing in my mind. इसने मुझे बहुत बुरा कहा. आई एम फीलिंग रियली बैड. आई अलाउ दैट थिंग टू एंटर माय माइंड लाइक अ गार्बेज. वन डे वन पर्सन वन गार्बेज. 365 डेज 365 पर्सन्स. आई विल गेट 365 बिग पैकेट्स ऑफ गार्बेज इन माय माइंड. एंड इफ हैपेंस फॉर 10 इयर्स इट अमाउंट्स टू 3650. एंड इफ आई गेट 10 सच पर्सन्स एवरी डे दिस विल गो टू थाउजेंड्स एंड थाउजेंड्स. माय डियर फ्रेंड्स, दिस इज व्हाट इज हैपनिंग विद ईच वन ऑफ. We are consciously and unconsciously carrying the negative things of others in our mind. Negative things of others in our mind. And when we do this, irrespective of our behavior, irrespective of the words that we speak, our vibrations and our energy are never going to change. But if I allow myself to be continuously bothered by anger, by irritation, by hatred and jealousy, by feeling of competition, by criticism, by complaint and by expectations, these 8 emotions have completely destroyed and captured my mind and relations, how will I practice and how will I actually transform myself? No amount of meditation, no amount of yoga is going to take care of your relations until and unless you consciously choose to clean your mind out of these negative emotions. Meditation is cleaning these negative things. It's about seeing goodness in others. It's about accepting others. It's about understanding that people are not my way, but I also understand their way is also a right way. Accepting that thing. Appreciating others. Agar sab kuch mere jaisa hi hoga, toh maza nahi aayega. Variety and differential. You know, this is what diversity is, the beauty of our life. So, every day, my message to you is, clean your mind. Clean your mind. Aap dekho, if we are able to do this every day, let me do this exercise. Will you do one exercise for me for next 3 days? Yes or no? Raise your hands, please. Photo nikalo zara inki. Taki baad mein mana na karein ye log. Please take a click of these guys, you know. Okay, exercise is very simple. My exercise is very simple. For 3 days, when you go out of your from this place to home, do one exercise for 3 days only. That घर में जब रोज सफाई होगी, किचन का कूड़ा, बाथरूम का कूड़ा एंड वॉशरूम का कूड़ा एंड पूरे घर का कूड़ा, उसको संभाल के फॉर 3 days यू हैव टू डेकोरेट एंड कीप इट इन योर ड्राइंग रूम. वेरी सिंपल एक्सरसाइज, नथिंग मोर देन दैट. रेडी और नॉट? रेडी और नॉट? दिस इज प्योर चीटिंग. दिस इज ऑन एयर, एवरीथिंग इज ऑन एयर. यू जस्ट रेज योर हैंड, वी आर गोइंग टू डू एंड यू आर सेइंग नॉट. व्हाई वुड यू नॉट डू दैट? बिकॉज व्हाई वुड यू नॉट डू दैट? बिकॉज दिस इज गोइंग टू बी इन्फेक्शियस. बदबू आएगी. दिस इज गोइंग टू स्मेल. हु इज गोइंग टू एक्सपीरियंस दिस? यू आर गोइंग टू एक्सपीरियंस दिस. सो अवर होम शुड बी क्लीन्ड वंस इन अ ईयर, वंस इन अ वीक और डेली? अवर होम शुड बी क्लीन वंस इन अ वीक और डेली? लाउडर. तो घर की सफाई रोज होनी है, तो मन की सफाई भी तो रोज करो. दैट्स द ब्यूटी. उस घर के अंदर जो मन रहता है, उस घर के अंदर जो माइंड रहता है, उसको भी तो रोज साफ करो. ओनली 10 मिनट्स. Only 10 minutes I take out. 1440 minutes रोज सबको मिलते हैं. छोटा हो, बड़ा हो, अमीर हो, गरीब हो, CEO या employee हो, it doesn't make any difference. God gives you a packet of 1440 minutes. Gives you these minutes every day. I am saying 10 minutes for your own self to clean your mind. निकाल दो. जिंदगी को हमने कुछ इस तरह आसान कर दिया, किसी से माफी मांग ली, किसी को माफ कर दिया. Simple. Very simple. Not complex. वेरी वेरी सिंपल. कभी आपसे गलती हो जाए, सॉरी. किसी से हो जाए, फॉरगिव. ऐसा नहीं कहना देख मैंने तुझे सॉरी कर दिया. एम्ब्रेस वाइब्रेशंस. वर्ड्स एंड वाइब्रेशंस मैचिंग, दे आर मैचिंग ईच अदर. एम्ब्रेस ईच अदर. दिस इज द ब्यूटी ऑफ लाइफ. दिस इज द मैजिक दैट यू कैन क्रिएट इन योर लाइफ. यू हैव टू चूज एंगर वर्सेज लव. You have to choose compassion versus jealousy. मन की किचन को एक ही चीज से डेकोरेट कर सकते हो. चॉइस आपका है. दिस इज योर चॉइस. यू कैनॉट हैव टू थिंग्स. यू कैन यूज ओनली वन थिंग टू डेकोरेट. वॉट एवर यू डेकोरेट, वॉट एवर यू नर्चर, एप्रिसिएशन, एक्सेप्टेंस, कंपैशन, लव, इट इज गोइंग टू ग्रो सिग्निफिकेंटली. इट इज गोइंग टू ब्लू वंडरफुली. दिस इज द मैजिक दैट यू हैव टू क्रिएट. दिस इज योर माइंड. दिस इज द पावर ऑफ राजयोगा मेडिटेशन. This is the power that you have. It's about nurturing the beauty that you have. Each one of you is a beautiful soul. Gussa to meri aadat hai. Kyun? Kyunki I have been practicing it repeatedly. Now start saying, pyar to meri aadat hai. I practice it every day. I practice love. Let me tell you honestly, I am not here as an ideal person. Despite being in Brahma Kumaris, on the record I am confessing, despite being in Brahma Kumaris for 40 years, I had had the worst forms of temper. I had been angry on people. I had hatred and jealousy for people. I complained for people despite practicing Raja Yoga meditation. And after years and years of practice, today I am confessing, telling you with my own experiences, it was not worth a single bit. Why? Why? Listen to me. Because if you are bitten by a snake bite, you cannot be unbitten. Snake bite will never kill you. But it's allowing that poison to spread through your body that kills you. Stop that particular snake bite right there at that moment. Take out that poison, spill it out, and make yourself into a completely beautiful, evolved human being. This is the power of Raja Yoga meditation. Forgive there and also forget there. If you don't forget, you will never be able to forgive. Remember, no amount of forgiveness will happen until unless you choose to clean off your mind also with that particular thing. So, must understand that we all have the ability to use vibrations, but we won't use this power. Use your energy. Come on, just is tarah muskurate ho. The moment you enter anywhere, people just glow in happiness and joy. You bring so much light into the lives of the people, they are unbelievably charged. कहते ना किसी ने बड़ा सुंदर कहा है कि जिंदगी में हर जज्बात को जुबान नहीं मिलती, जिंदगी में हर जज्बात को जुबान नहीं मिलती, जिंदगी में हर आरजू को दुआ नहीं मिलती। मुस्कुराहट बनाए रखो तो दुनिया साथ है, आंसुओं को तो आंखों में भी पनाह नहीं मिलती। You should be charging, you should be spreading joy and happiness. Your every vibration, your every word, your everything karma should be full of love and joy and happiness. This is the power that you are. This is the power of meditation. This is the power of Almighty who spills so much happiness. Meditation is not just I am a soul, I am communicating with Supreme Soul. It's about imbibing that happiness in every cell. Charging your every cell of your body with so much energy and power that people are just blown apart. They are just drifting into that spill of joy and happiness. Because the most valuable gift you can give to someone is your love, your time and your attention. It's not money, my dear friends. In this world of high technology, in this world of high technology, high tech is no more needed, my dear friends. I'm here to inculcate high touch in your lives. We need to have high touch today. Technology needs to be complemented and significantly replaced by compassion, by feelings, by vibrations and by touch. Make time for relations. Bachchon ke saath bachche ban jao. Even today, when I go back home, after operating so many cases, my parents who are 75 plus, they are waiting after they are working. I don't go home there as a cardiologist professor or a principal cardiologist with the parliament. I enter home as their son. And ghar jaate hi lagti awaaz aayegi, Mohit, kahan par ho? Mummy, aa raha hun. Just come here, beta, idhar aajai, idhar sa aata goondh, and I will start goondhing aata in my home. Kabhi kabhi kuch hoga, mummy, you are not well, I'll make chapatis for my family. Doesn't matter at all. We all are great cooks. And after everything is done, we always have a e-free meal. Ek ghar ke andar aneko ghar bana lete hain. We are connected with each other. Kaise WhatsApp pe message chal raha hai? No. We are not allowed to connect with each other. No television, no mobile phone. We will have an e-free meal all together for last 40 years. Never miss a meal together. Everybody will sit and have a meal together. These are simple principles. These are simple detox principles. कुछ करना थोड़ी ना है, और उसके बाद कभी कभी उनके साथ लूडो खेल लेना है, उनके साथ कुछ और कर लेना है. Never let the child inside you go die. Meditation is not about just being a sannyasi or detaching. No, it's about living those joys, simple joys of life every day. Communicating, we go on vacations, we go on this within our boundaries. We travel together, we celebrate together. We are with our families, but in a balanced way. People say that these guys are coming, these four of them, they bring so much love and light to every party and every being. This is what meditative power is all about. Our thoughts can also charge our water. Shivani Ben told you. Experiments you all know by Dr. Masaru Emoto, the Japanese scientist. Beautiful and fantastic experiments that he conducted, that how your thoughts only for 30 seconds can completely change the crystal pattern of water. Look at this. The feeling of love, beautiful crystal pattern, whereas feeling of evil and disgust, an ugly crystal pattern. He said that whenever you are creating positive emotions, look at this. What is happening here? When you are drinking water, you charge water. This water is like a holy water. It's going to give my mind peace, love, joy and happiness. 10 seconds, hold it, give vibrations and drink it. This is what you are going to drink, a powerful and an empowered crystal pattern. Dr. Masaru said that by holding intention towards peace, towards water, by thinking, speaking and acting with intention of peace towards water, water can and water will bring peace to your bodies and your mind. You have the power to transform your lives. Not only this, look at this, your food. Everything experimenting, nothing, we are not practicing anything in Brahma Kumaris from childhood that is not scientific based. There is a lot of science that goes. Bhojan se pehle yahan par bhog banta hai. Why? Why do we remember Baba? Why do we remember Almighty before we are having food? Because food has vibrations. Look at the same rice grains, three different feelings, hate, nothing and love. When you give the power of love to rice grains, same temperature, same atmosphere, that grains are absolutely healthy, whereas feelings of hate and nothing, this destroys the grain within 2 or 3 days. All documented experiments, our thoughts are creating a powerful influence on what we are thinking, what we are drinking and what we are eating. Even today in our home, when all of us are one doctors and one entrepreneur, all four of us will prepare bhog, and that bhog will be offered to Paramatma, to God, only for 2 minutes. That is empowered, that is mixed with the whole food, and then we accept it in our life. Wherever we are traveling, bhog and remembrance of God is an integral part. We travel 7 continents throughout the year in different places, but never ever we miss remembering Almighty, because we know the entrance and the soul transformation, the main source is what we are eating should be energized by God's vibrations. Look at this nature. How our thoughts can heal nature. Same plant, same flowers, same location, 3 different vibrations. Ignore, hate and love you. Ignore means neutral, hate means negative and love means positive. Look at the influence on the nature also. Nature responds to our vibrations, my dear friends. Carry out these experiments in your own home. People have been doing this. Take 2 pots, one with a flower, another with the same flower, and give different energies and observe for 1 week. You will see what vibrations and transformations can occur in those flower pots. It's completely your own mindset. My dear friends, our thoughts have a very powerful influence also on the nature, and lastly also on the atmosphere. This beautiful experiment was carried out in Washington, 1993, when the crime rate, rapes rate and assault rate in Washington was significantly high. In a city of 40 million people, 40 lakh people, they deployed only 4,000 meditation practitioners for 6 weeks just to meditate for half an hour to create a powerful influence that crime is decreasing. Within 6 weeks, 23% decrease in homicides, rapes and assaults was observed. And they said that out of 4 lakh people, if 4,000 people only are meditating for 1 year, the crime will decrease by 50%, 48%. Your thoughts are creating transformation. If the energy here is positive, you are responsible for this. If energy at your home, at your workplace, in the environment is negative, no one else, we are responsible for this. If we create powerful and positive thoughts, Rajyoga meditation is about creating a powerful global influence on the whole energy. If others are not changing, it doesn't matter. Let me do my job. Let me do the cleaning of the whole self, my own family, and magic will be unfolded. My dear friends, this is what Times Magazine said. It's called unlocking the God gene. Our DNA, our meditative principles seek and compel us to believe that yes, there is a higher power. We have the power to create our destiny the way we want. You have the power to create your own conscious future the way you want, how much you want. No one else is going to do it for you. 1,440 minutes, that means an equal number of opportunities you are gifted with. This is the magic that you can create. Each one of you have this power. And let me tell you, creating a conscious future, Raj Yoga meditation is one of the most powerful epigenetic tools. I'm not here to impress you. I'm not here to force you into Raj Yoga meditation. Never. Not at all. But it has worked for me. As an example, it has really worked for me. I have great experiments and experiences with Raj Yoga meditation. I can thoroughly and firmly say that yes, this is bringing transformation. I leave you with this powerful message that whatever floats your boat, whatever you are comfortable with, practice it with faith. Rajyoga meditation can create wonders. Today now we are working on next level. We are collaborating with institutes like IIT, Genomic Institutes, where we are now working that how this yoga, physical and Rajyoga meditation is combining as a powerful tool to change our genes also. 2, we are designing models to create happiness in our life, to let go of depression, and this is working strongly. Our next paper that is being submitted today only, where we have designed an artificial intelligence algorithm, where we have used this Raj Yoga meditation to make our health workers come out of depression and lack of well-being. This is the power that we create, this is the transformation that we create. Raj Yoga meditation is about charging your mind. Just as you charge your mobile, similarly, meditation is charging your own mind, my dear friend. You charge your own mind. It's about inculcating love, bliss, peace, happiness, power, knowledge and purity. You are a soul. जैसे एक मंदिर के अंदर एक मूर्ति होती है, जैसे एक सीप के अंदर एक छोटा सा मोती होता है, उसी प्रकार इन दिस वंडरफुल बॉडीली कॉस्ट्यूम वी आर नन बट वी आर अ शाइनिंग पॉइंट ऑफ लाइट, वी आर एन एनर्जी. टुडे वी हैव इमेंस एक्सपेरिमेंट्स दैट वी हैव कैरिड आउट. दैट सेशन आई विल टेक सम डे लेटर फॉर यू, दैट वॉट इज द साइंस बिहाइंड सोल, व्हाई यू शुड एक्चुअली अंडरस्टैंड दैट यू आर अ सोल. वी हैव इमेंस साइंटिफिक एक्सपेरिमेंट्स नाउ टू प्रूव इट इन हार्ड इन प्रिंसिपल दैट यू विल से ओह आई एम कन्विंस्ड नाउ नॉट जस्ट बाय स्पिरिचुअलिटी बट thoroughly that I am not this body, I am a soul. We have conducted these experiments now. So when you are charging your soul, your initial booting folder with this lovely virtues, you understand that you are the king maker of your life. You are the king maker of your life. Nobody else has this power. You have the control over your mind, intellect and sanskars. They are your ministers and you have complete control over your subjects, you know. Your own hands, your mouth, whatever you are speaking, whatever you are doing, whatever you are seeing, it's completely inside your own control, inside your own harmony. You are the king. I am the king. And here is Almighty, the king maker, from whom you derive this powerful energy. I with folded hands request you that taste the power of meditation as it is. Use it. Experiment with it. Play with it. We don't give you a singular custom meditation. I strongly advocate customized Raj Yoga meditation. Whatever you want, you customize it the way you want. If you want love from God, you practice love from God. If you want success from God, have a beautiful relation, practice a meditation for success. You get that power for success. You design whatever you want. This is what Raj Yoga meditation of Brahma Kumaris is all about. You get whatever you want. It's only intensity. It's only about completely surrendering yourself to Almighty. These are the pictures from magnetoencephalogram. Look at this. When we scan brains of normal people like you, a normal person had an unbalanced brainwave pattern. A brain which is prone to anxiety, to depression and a poor mental health. 15 minutes of meditation started creating magic in your brain. Look at this. The harmony that is creating. The synchrony. The symphony that is playing inside. And 25 minutes is what it needed to completely synchronize your brains, my dear friend. This gave you a more integrated, better emotional and mental health system. A brain which is powerfully empowered, which can create anything that you want. Today, many of you believe that we are karma. We believe in karma. Thousands of people come to me and say, we believe only in karma. Yes, you believe in karma. You will get success, but that will be only 50% of your capacity. Because working with left brain is logical, is reasoning, practical, strategic and analytical. But this is only 50% of you, my dear friends. But when you practice meditation, you activate your right brain, a holistic brain, a loving brain, a compassionate brain, a brain which is vivid, which controls even your left brain. This is what is called a meditative. This is the harmony that you can create. This is the joy. That is why in meditation, we don't just say that throughout the day you are just chanting mantra, you are just sitting in meditation. No. Meditation is a lifestyle. The Raj Yuga meditation of Brahma Kumaris is not a just a sitting meditation. It's a way of life. Why lifestyle? Because it's not just about this body, but it's also about the life here, that how I am thinking, how I am creating joy. It's about enjoying the joys of life. It's about connecting with people and spilling happiness and comfort in your own life, my dear friends. In the end, I leave you with a very small message. That work is always going to be there. Pressures are always going to be there. You know. And one wonderful person went to a saint and said, are monks supposed to check mails? Are monks supposed to check mails? And monk was very smart to reply, yes, you can, as far as there are no attachments. My dear friends, life is all about your own detaching yourself. My dear friends, a group of people like you went to a saint and said that when should we remember God? And he was very wise enough to say, you all are busy people, isn't it? You don't remember God every day. You just remember God one day before you die. They said, that's very kind of you. Will that help? He said, yes, that will definitely help. Just one day before you die, you remember God. one of you reverted and said, but sir, we don't know when are we going to die. And he said, then you remember today, tomorrow, what is going to happen, nobody knows. Isn't it? So, the power of transformation, the change that has to be created, the change that has to be created, that has to be created now, my dear friend. That has to be done now. Let me tell you, these are the similar changes that we studied. These are the experiments which I shared with also the Honorable President of India. And she was thoroughly convinced that yes, we all have the power to do this. We must prove Raj Yoga the way in scientifically we have an understanding, because it's only the science that an intellectual person can understand. And let me tell you, my dear friends, my only message to you, as you embark on a journey of your choice, only one message, please note it down in your mind, in your mobile, or click this picture. Click this picture forever. Remember, 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 and remember that today is going to be the first day of rest of your life. Today is going to be the first day of rest of your life. How you want it to be. How you want to design it. The way you want to lead it. How you want to take your life forward from here. It's only, only and only your choice. No one else is going to do it for you. I don't want you to come here another in a conference which is going to happen in September or next year again, visiting and listening to same centers and said, Dr. Gupta, I listened to your lecture the last time, it was wonderful, now I'm here again to listen to the same lecture again. I would be happy that if you come with experiences of transformation, you say that I am now an evolved person, I'm here to awaken the Mahatma, the Yogi, the Raj Yogi in your own self. Each one of your soul is an enlightened soul, it's waiting to be enlightened. You all have the power, my dear. You all have the power to awaken yourself. Let us sit back for only 2 minutes of silence. I'll give you beautiful thoughts. Open your eyes. I know I am standing there right between you and your meals, but it doesn't matter at all. Just last 2 minutes and then we break up for a beautiful session. Okay. So, we have a very nice music. With your faces smiling. Chehre par muskurat. And your mind, your soul also smiling. I see myself as a shining star, as a point of light, as a consciousness, as an energy. This costume. Experience it. Feel the energy. I choose to clean my mind today of all that is negative, of anger, of negative behavior, of irritation. Experience the shower of happiness, love, and purity and joy showering on your soul. Feel the energy. Every thought is floating with joy. I radiate this energy to my body. I am free from all the diseases. I am healthy. Love is my way of life. I radiate this powerful energy to my relations. Experience bliss and joy in your relations. Experience happiness. Experience comfort. I am peace. Peace is my way. Peace is my original nature. change my way. I am a creator of my destiny. I am a creator of my life. Om Shanti.